Press TV headlines: Saudi riot police clash with protesters in the eastern oil town of Qatif. Several people are injured. Fresh protests in Yemen. Demonstrators renew calls for the ouster of President Saleh. Bahraini regime deploys tanks and armored vehicles to besiege the village of Daraz. And in Syria, violence reportedly claims the lives of many protesters and several security personnel.
It's 2:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin of World News and Press TV.
Thanks all for joining us. Well, people in Saudi Arabia have held a new protest against the brutal ongoing crackdown against anti-government protesters in Bahrain. Protests took place in the eastern city of Qatif. The rally turned violent after security forces stepped in to disperse the crowds of people. At least five protesters were injured. Similar protests took place in the eastern city on Thursday. Saudi Arabia has been the scene of increasing anti-regime protests over the past months, and the demonstrations have intensified since Riyadh sent its troops into neighboring Bahrain to help the brutal crackdown on protesters there. The protests come despite a government ban on all rallies against the Al Saud regime. Riyadh has used all possible means to silence any dissent across the monarchy.
In Yemen, hundreds of thousands of people have once again come onto the streets to demand the immediate departure of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. In the capital, Sana'a, tens of thousands of protesters flooded the city's main street to mark a day dubbed as a Friday of Loyalty to the Martyrs. Hundreds of people have lost their lives since the revolution began 3 months ago. But the protesters say they will never back down, even if a million people get killed. Tens of thousands more turned out in other cities, including Ibb, Hodeidah and Baida. In Hodeidah, regime forces shot and injured at least seven protesters. The protesters were angry over a deal proposed by the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, under which Saleh will receive total immunity from prosecution after stepping down within 30 days.
Protests break out across Bahrain as Saudi-backed troops continue attacking and abducting anti-government protesters. Regime forces have deployed tanks and armored vehicles in the northwestern village of Daraz. Activists in the area say the troops have surrounded the village. Elsewhere, reports say that thugs backed by over 20 vehicles stormed Al Deir district. Reports say two people have been abducted there. In a separate incident in the Karza Khan village, regime forces attacked protesters calling for the overthrow of the regime. The Saudi-backed regime forces used live ammunition and tear gas on the protesters. Eyewitnesses say helicopters have also been seen overflying the protests. Also in the town of Bani Jamra, police have abducted a member of the Islamic Action Opposition Group. And in the Buqawiya village, protesters have a rally to condemn the death sentences against four protesters.
People across the world have taken to the streets to condemn the brutal crackdown in Bahrain. Well, in Egypt, dozens of people in Cairo gathered outside a government office condemning the Al Saud ruling family and their military intervention in the Persian Gulf Shirta. In India, hundreds of people gathered outside the Saudi embassy in New Delhi. They demanded that Saudi troops stop their assault on Bahrainis. In the UK, dozens of activists have gathered in front of Buckingham Palace in support of the revolution in Bahrain. The protesters chanted slogans against the ruling families of Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. They demanded an end to what they called the Saudi occupation of Bahrain.
The Libyan regime has threatened to target any ship that enters the port of the besieged city of Misrata. Libyan state TV says all humanitarian aid to Misrata should now be sent over land under the regime's supervision. Forces loyal to Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi have besieged revolutionaries in Misrata for over 7 weeks now. Rights groups say more than 1,000 people have been killed in fighting in the city and that many more have been injured. Gaddafi's forces are still shelling revolutionaries who are in control of the city. The lack of food and security in the city has created a humanitarian crisis there.
Now Gaddafi's forces have been driven out of central Misrata. Shopkeepers in the western Libyan city are taking advantage of the lull in fighting to open their shops for the first time in weeks.
Now this is my shop. 2 months not open, and now coming all my family and my friends coming here. I see take anything here for menjeri, for eating.
But the shops aren't open for good. Shopkeepers are gathering food to feed their families and the fighters on the front line before locking up again. The constant shelling by government artillery means it's unsafe to restart trading. And it also means that not enough food is able to reach the city, as supply ships are kept away for their own safety.
The people of Misrata.
The people.
No lunch, because fire. No, stop fire, Muhammad, because please, stop fire.
Some food aid, like this truckload of Japanese rice, is getting into Misrata, but nowhere near enough for the civilians trapped here. Only NATO can destroy the rocket launchers terrorizing Misrata. And many in this city believe NATO isn't doing enough to break the siege and the growing humanitarian crisis. The French soldiers working secretly in the city are being blamed for being too cautious in calling in airstrikes against Gaddafi's artillery. NATO airstrikes came too late for one family of four. A rocket landed on their car, killing them instantly. The youngest, a girl, was just 3 years old. As we were filming, a patrol of fighters drove past, warning us that more rockets were being fired in our direction.
We've just been to where a family of four was wiped out when a Grad rocket landed on their car. The family had moved out of Misrata a month ago to escape the fighting, and had just returned to the house to collect belongings when the Grad rocket landed right where they were. Now, we've just been moved away very fast. We've been told more Grad rockets are being fired at this location right now. We're leaving now.
But for those trapped in their homes by the siege, there's no respite from Gaddafi's merciless shelling. The question now is how long can Misrata take such merciless punishment? Aris Roussinos, Press TV, Misrata.
Hundreds of inmates have escaped from two prisons in Tunisia. More than 800 prisoners escaped after fires were set in cells. The two penitentiaries were located in the towns of Kasserine and Gafsa. Personnel at the prison in Gafsa were on strike at the time. Security forces are searching for the fugitives, but have only managed to arrest 35 of them. The prison breaks are not the first major ones, and the country has seen some 11,000 inmates escape from jails shortly after ousted President Zain al-Abidin Ben Ali fled the country back in January.
You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. Saudi riot police clash with protesters in the eastern oil town of Qatif. Several people are injured. Fresh protests in Yemen. Demonstrators renew calls for the ouster of President Saleh. The Bahraini regime deploys tanks and armored vehicles to besiege the village of Daraz. And in Syria, violence reportedly claims the lives of many protesters and several security personnel.